We've been talking a lot about introverted faith and how being an introvert influences how we grow spiritually and how we can connect with God and grow our relationship with Him. And so I thought today that we would kind of sit down and have a little chat as I share with you my personal story and journey of how I learned to embrace an introverted faith and how that really transformed my relationship with God. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. So you might want to get comfy and grab your favorite drink or wrap up cozy on the couch because we're going to have just a little heart-to-heart chat today. I really wanted to sit down with you and share more about my story and my faith journey as it relates to understanding and embracing life as a highly sensitive, introverted empath, which is a mouthful. But that's me. It describes me. It's who I am. It's how God designed and created me. And it's taken me 40 years pretty much to really understand that and embrace that and lean all the way into it. And I tell you that it is the best thing that I've ever done because it has revolutionized the way that I think about my faith. It has really been transformative in my relationship with God. And anytime that you have that kind of transformation, it really spills over into every area of your life, all of your relationships, you know, any place that you hang out. When you have a strong faith and when you have a close relationship with God, you know, it's going to spill out everywhere. That's kind of the point. And so I just wanted to really briefly share with you my journey. So I've always known that I was a little bit different from the people around me, okay, even as a child. So I grew up Kojic or Pentecostal or Spirit-filled or I don't know what all the terms are for that. But I grew up in a church where they spoke in tongues, they ran around the sanctuary, they fell on the floor being slain in the spirit. Like that is what I grew up with. And I never quite fit in there, okay? Because I am not a loud person. I'm not super demonstrative, you know, with my faith. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to scream when I pray. I don't speak in tongues, right? And just, that's just not me. And so I never really felt like I fit in there. And in my home, right, my mom is extroverted. My brother is extroverted. My dad was an introvert, but he really, you know, I really didn't get to see a lot of that from him. And so I felt really alone and I wasn't really sure like what it was. I couldn't quite put my finger on the thing that made me so different. And you add to that the fact that I was being criticized for being different than other people, right? I would hear growing up, and even as an adult, you know, well, you're not going to ever really have any victory when you pray if you don't get loud and, you know, act more like we do, basically, right? I would go to prayer trainings and I would go to these things and, you know, you need to be louder. You need to da 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 da. You know, they were really, really pushing me to be more like they were. You know, I was constantly being told that I was shy and I shouldn't be shy because it's rude, and this and that. And the truth is actually, I'm not shy. You know, I don't have social anxiety. I'm, as much as I joke that I don't like people, I like people. Okay. I'm not a shy person. I don't really have a problem interacting with other people. But I just don't do shallow. And it also takes me a while to warm up to people that I don't know. And if I'm in a place that I'm not really comfortable with, that makes it even more difficult. And so I tell you all of this to say, like, it's been a journey. It's been a struggle. And so coming into this journey of exploring my identity and who God created me to be, I had a lot of baggage coming in, right? A lot of frustration, a lot of questions, a lot of shame that was put on me by other people, because I was like, dude, everybody around me is doing this. Like, they're loud, they're outgoing, they're this, that, and the other. And like, I just can't seem to get it together no matter what I do. And so I had a lot of shame, a lot of baggage around that. And so for the last, I would say, 3 or 4 years, God has really been taking me on this journey of rediscovering my identity in Christ, of learning who He made me to be, and learning to be okay with that, okay? Because I firmly believe that we are created in the image of God. That's what Scripture tells us. And so that means that introversion is being created in the image of God, just like extroversion is. Being a highly sensitive person is being created in the image of God, right? Having this strong gift of empathy is being created in the image of God. And God did not make a mistake when He added those ingredients, if you will, to me when He was making me, okay? So this is like, God did this on purpose. This is exactly who I'm supposed to be. And because of this, this is why trying to force myself into this box never worked, right? It's not how God intended me to live my life, to connect with Him, to connect with others. And so I have been on this journey to just understand more about myself, right? To just, God, show me who I am, because He's the one that made me. And so I was like, I need You to show me who I am, because I literally have no idea. I have people telling me who I am and who I'm not, people telling me what I should do and what I shouldn't do. And I just need to hear it from You, because I know that You're not going to lead me wrong. And as part of this process, He's really led me to dig deep into understanding introversion and highly sensitive people and all of these things. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, that's me, right? I am all these things. And it's okay, because that's how God made me to be. And I will tell you that the more that I've learned about what introversion is, about what it means to be a highly sensitive person, learned about being an empath and what that means as a Christian, so many things in my life make sense. Like, I kid you not. Like, suddenly, the fact that I struggle to be in a big church setting because I'm feeling what everybody around me is feeling makes sense, right? I'm not crazy. I'm an empath. And so I feel what other people feel. Cool. Like, that's awesome. It also explains like why I have a hard time in church. Like, it's loud. There's bright lights. There's people. Like, okay, I struggle because all of that input is difficult for this introverted brain and this highly sensitive brain. Oh my goodness, right? It makes so much sense. You know, as I learned more about myself, so many things began to fall in place, okay? And it started with really connecting with who God made me to be. Because you can't connect with other people, even God, if you don't understand who you are. And the only way to really understand who you are is to go to God, let God tell you, okay? And so once those pieces began to fall into place and I understood who I was and I embraced that this is me and it's fine, I was able to really, really connect with God on a different level. My relationship with Him became more real, more authentic, because I was showing up as my authentic self, right? When I was trying to do faith the way other people were doing it, it didn't work. And my relationship wasn't as close as I wanted it to be because I wasn't showing up as myself. Like, if you want to have a close relationship, you have to be real and true to who you are. That's the only way that it's going to work. And so my relationship began to grow because I finally figured out how I best connect with God through prayer and scripture and other disciplines. And that was so awesome. It felt like a weight was lifted off of my back, off of my chest, and I could really breathe again and say, oh my goodness, like, this is what it was supposed to be like the whole time. And once I learned to embrace who I am and I started connecting with God on a deeper level, it made it so much easier to then connect within my church family, right? To embrace community and fellowship and find places to serve in a way that honors my strengths and what I can bring to the table, you know, to further the kingdom of God, and just who he has made me to be. And like, I am like unashamed of the fact that, listen, I know what I can do and I know what I can't do. And I don't have a problem saying, no, I can't serve in this capacity, but here's what I can do. It's just really been awesome because I finally feel like part of the community, right? Like, yes, I still feel like a little bit of a misfit because like, I don't look like everybody else, but I mean, who does? But I feel like I fit in. I feel like I found my place. I can actually be a part of this family. I can contribute. I can support. I can help. And I'm like, oh, now I get it. Now I get like community. I understand what this is and why it's important and why it matters and how I can contribute to that. And then from that, being able to connect with my church family, interesting to see how God is using all of those lessons, right? How to connect with myself, how to connect with him, how to connect to my church family to show me how I can connect with others. Because I'm going to tell you right now that I don't do evangelism. Like, I don't connect with others. I don't talk to other people. I don't reach out to like unbelievers. Like, that's just not me. That's not my thing. And what I've learned is that like, that's not true. Evangelism isn't just for extroverts, right? Introverts are called to spread the gospel, right? That's what we're here to do, make disciples. And God has really shown me through learning who I am and who he's made me to be, right? When I learn how to connect with people in my church, right? People that think like me, people that are like, we're all on the same mission. We've got the same vision, the same goals. It's like, okay, I've been able to take those lessons there and apply it to others to learn how I can reach out to people that don't know God, that don't believe, how I can do that as an introvert, and also how I can work together with my extroverted brothers and sisters, right? To accomplish that goal of going forth and spreading the gospel and making disciples, right? Because like, obviously, God made extroverts and introverts. We're both needed and we need to learn to work together. And it's just been so amazing to see myself grow in these areas of connecting with God, of really plugging in and serving my church and embracing community. And then just being bold and putting myself out there to connect with other people, to hopefully, you know, plant seeds, or just be an example of what the Christian life can look like, to people that don't know God. And so I share all of that with you because I know that I am not the only person on the planet that has struggled with their faith simply because we didn't understand ourselves and you didn't understand how God made you. Okay. Being introverted, being a highly sensitive person, like having all of these things, being neurodivergent, right? Even the fact that I have ADHD influences and affects the way that I do spiritual growth and connect with God. But like understanding all of those things, like we struggle with that. And when you can really understand that like you weren't made wrong, you're not defective because you don't look and act like the other people around you, like it's healing and it really is awesome because now I'm able to, like I said, serve where I serve, fit in where I fit in best. I'm able to say, you know what? That's not my strength, but I can do this. And I'm able to really appreciate people that are different than me, right? Like I have so many extroverted friends. It's hilarious, but we can talk about that another time, right? But to look at them and see their strengths and say, you know what? I don't have to be like them. I can be like me. I don't have to have an extroverted faith. I can be me and we can all grow together. We can grow spiritually. We can grow closer to God and we can all work together to do great things for God. So I want to encourage anybody that's listening, right? If you feel out of place or unsure about, like, why are things not working and why do I seem to be different and, like, what's wrong with me? Why can't I get it together? I want to encourage you to just take some time and, like, you know, ask God to show you who He made you to be, because it might be that you are an introvert or you're a highly sensitive person, and it's simply that the things that you're doing are not right for you, not that you're the problem. And so I want to invite you, if any part of my story resonated with you, to come and join me in my course, Introverted Faith, because I spend the first part of the course just educating you on what introversion looks like, what being a highly sensitive person looks like, what being an empath looks like, and how that influences and impacts your faith and your relationships, because that really is like the foundational piece to seeing spiritual growth and stronger connections on all levels, right? As introverts, we are built for connections. We love deep, real, authentic connections, and we can get there, but we have to really embrace the way that God has created us and not try to do it the way other people are doing it, because it seems like there's more of them than there's more of us. There really isn't. Like, statistics will tell you it's about 50-50, you know, 49, 51, but it's pretty close to 50-50. Half of the planet's extroverts, half the planet's introverts. And so you're not alone, and you can see strong faith and spiritual growth, and you can have deep connection, okay, with yourself, with God, with others. You can go out and, like, win souls for Jesus. You can do all these things, but first you've got to really understand who you are in Christ, how He made you, and then, like, make some adjustments to really embrace that as part of your faith walk. So come on over, LaToyaEdwards.net/coaching, and sign up for the course, because I want to cheer you on from the sidelines, and I want to help and support you on your journey of rediscovering, you know, who you are, who God made you to be, and understanding what a gift introversion is to you, to the world, to the faith, to your church, and just really embrace that and see how that changes your relationships, okay? Because I'm telling you, like, with my friends, with my kids, with the people that I work with, my clients, like, it has really bled into every area of my life, and I'm able to show up better, I'm able to serve better, I'm able to listen better and love better, and it's just been so amazing, and I want the same for you. So come on over, what you're waiting for, and sign on up so we can get started. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.